So, Imran. Guys, we have breaking news. Breaking news, man. Imran got his license. And I don't mean his flu license. What was it?
Vaccine license.
Is it called a license?
I don't know. A badge or something. I don't know.
Vaccine. What's that vaccine thing that you get?
Vaccine
certificate, whatever. He's not going abroad. He actually got a driving license. Hey, man, talk us first. You know what's funny, bro? He kept the driving lessons on a DL, bro.
You might give him Nazar, bro.
No, but the thing is, I've got a feeling Cycle Gang's on his case. So he kept it on a D-Lo.
Okay.
Sons of Anarchy.
Hey, Bob's.
So
Bob's
what, out there. When did you start your driving driving lessons?
When did I start? I actually took one in like December.
Last year?
Yeah.
What, COVID times, yeah?
No, after COVID.
Well, we're still in COVID, but I mean, lot.
No, wait, what we in?
Yeah, now? December 2020, bro. That's COVID, bro. That's peak pandemic. Bro, one second. Were you breaking law?
No, then I took a break.
No, one second. Let's just get this on thing. Were you taking driving lessons when there's supposed to be a lockdown, bro?
No, I wasn't.
Because you said December, bro.
Sorry, January. Probably January.
Oh, no. Just get it right because...
So why are you trying to snitch on him, bro?
No, I want to make sure that... Because he said December. If we smooth through it, and then, I don't know, some government guy that watches this podcast, they're probably keeping an eye on us, bro. I don't know. Who knows, bro? Like, hold on. Get this guy's driver license number. Okay, so you started at that time?
Yeah.
So you were driving the mask on and all that madness?
No, my instructor was cool, innit?
Oh, he's safe, yeah? Who's the instructor? Do you want to shout him out?
ADS.
Is he Bengali, bro?
Noor from Edmonton.
MashaAllah.
Is he Bengali, bro?
Huh? He's Turkish.
Oh, he's Turkish.
He's Kardesh.
Kardesh, mashaAllah. Is he relaxed, like?
Yeah.
Bro, my first instructor was horrendous, bro.
Who was your first instructor?
It was some Afghan. Bro.
What was his name again, bro?
I can't remember,
man. It doesn't matter. Let's not bait him up.
But, bro, this guy was relentless, man.
What do you mean?
And before I started doing lessons, yeah, I could drive. Yeah?
No.
Bro, I could drive. Bro, I could drive, bro. But this guy, he was mad. He was angry all the time. I don't know why. He was just angry. I said stop. I'm like, okay. I stopped, bro. Relax. And then, 2 weeks down the line, he goes to me, oh, brother, you do computers. I'm like, yeah. He goes, can you fix my laptop? I was like, okay.
Bruv, is it after you locked him off?
No. This was before. When he was talking to me in the car. Right. Would you fix computers? I'm like, yeah. The next lesson, he bought his computer. He said, oh, can you install this and that?
Can you give me free lessons, though?
Wait.
Holler at your boy.
And he goes to me, how much? I said, nah, don't watch that, man. You're my teacher. I'm free of charge. No problem, yeah? Bro, the next lesson, I must have given... The price went up, and I gave him the exact amount before the price went up, yeah?
Well, you didn't know.
I didn't know. And then he goes, brother, you're £5 short. I'm like, £5? What are we talking about? He goes, oh, don't worry, keep it for the laptop. I'm like, bro, the laptop won £5, bro. If we're doing the laptop thing, you owe me £60, my bro.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man.
My first one was Boston.
Who?
His name is Boston. No. Yeah, Boston. But his name is Bustan.
Was
actually,
he Turkish?
He's Pakistani.
Oh.
And, bruv, the car that we used to do the test with, I don't know if you can bring this up, bruv, yeah?
Mm.
Type this. Daewoo.
Daewoo Lenos.
No, it's not Daewoo Lenos. Daewoo. Oh, my God. Daewoo. The compact one. Type in Daewoo. Oh my God, what was it, man?
Bro, that's old.
What kind of car was
it? Bro, it was small. It was really small. Type in compact Daewoo 2000. Yeah.
Oh, these little things.
Yeah, that one.
The blue one.
That exact one, bruv. Click it. Imagine my 6 foot self in that car, bro. You know, I could put my arm out the window and touch the bottom of the car, bro. Wow. Bro, look at that car. Zoom in, bro.
Bro, that's a madness.
The exact color. Remember, Amir was when bought one. I don't know if you remember.
Bro, yeah, he did. He did. Bro, that car's mad.
1 liter. But if you accelerate, about 3 minutes later, you're still. But bro, honestly, you put your arm out, you know my armpit would be on the thing and I could touch the bottom of the car, bro.
Yeah, that's a small car.
But he was a good instructor, man. He was very patient and so like I passed with him. Winchmore Hill Driving Center.
Winchmore Hill.
You know what, is that where you passed your test, Imran?
No, Tottenham.
Tottenham?
Yeah, there's a new one in Tottenham.
Oh, is there a new one, yeah? You know Winchmore Hill, yeah?
Yeah,
that's where. You know what's funny? This is how arrogant I was, bro, yeah? You know my my theory test?
Mm.
I didn't even pick up a book, bro. I just walked there.
Did you fail?
I didn't walk there. What? Huh?
Did you fail?
I failed by one mark. But this is before, you know, before they did the
hazard. But yeah.
Yeah, and then the next test I booked, they had to do hazard perception, so I had to proper.
But I find that hazard and perception thing so dumb.
Because if you click too much, you fail as well, innit?
Yeah, but it's just so dumb, the things that they give you.
What do you mean?
It's just dumb hazards. I'm like, bro, that's
like
not
what?
Really
give
a
me an example.
A bird crossing the road or something. No, bird. I don't know.
Yeah, they have one that dog comes in the road.
Yeah, like look, bro.
Yeah, but that's important though.
On a dog or a bird.
Of course.
Wait, that's not my fault. The dog jumped onto the road.
Listen to the test is hazard perception. It means that can you spot the hazard?
Bro, come on. You're driving. Yeah. Only
So you're just like, you know what? Let me just drive over this dog for no reason.
No, you know already. That's just common sense.
Yeah, like, but that's what they're trying to figure out, isn't it? Because there's some waste men out there that they see a dog, they're like, that's not a hazard.
Food.
Do you see what I'm saying? So Imran, how was the test?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I only got 3 minors.
Oh, alhamdulillah, bro.
Yeah.
What were the minors, bro?
Huh?
What minors did you get?
It's like vehicle control or something like that. And
bro, that sounds like a major, bro. That sounds like a major to me, bro.
I can't remember what they call it. When you're hesitant or something.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. When you're pulling out the road and
yeah.
Okay.
But if I pass my test. No, I did a test and I failed it. It was in 2001. I think it was about 3 months after September 11th.
Oh, them ones.
And bro, I knew I was going to fail, bro. The guy looked at me once, he's like, you're not passing today.
Mohammed.
And I'm pretty sure he was humming the American, like I did September 11th, it was my fault. But yeah, the woman I passed the test with, yeah. Her name was Justice, her second name, Miss Justice. That was her name. Okay. I was like, you know what? This is a sign from Allah, bruv. And then I was driving slow. She goes, if you don't speed up, I'm gonna fail you, bruv. That's what she said to me. She said that. She goes, just relax, man, speed up. So alhamdulillah, I passed it, man.
Yeah, my instructor used to give me the woman. She was coughing. Because you know on the dual carriageway, you have to always keep on the left.
Yeah.
She was coughing. I was in the middle lane. She was like, and she was doing this with her eyes.
Who the test guy? Woman.
Yeah, the woman. And then I was like, oh, snap. And then I went to the thing and then she
said,
like,
oh, snapped her?
No, in my brain, innit?
Okay.
Something right. Snapped. And then she said, oh, thank you for moving over. I was like,
yeah.
My guy.
And what is it called? Roundabouts, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I still, to this day, I get a bit nervous. No, I'm not nervous, but I keep forgetting, bro. Like, so did you get any roundabouts?
Great Cambridge Road. But I practiced it quite a
bit. It's the mini ones that get you, bro.
Yes. Yeah,
what manoeuvres did they give you?
Right at the end, I had reverse parking.
Okay. I got parked in the shopping centre.
It was a nice...
All right.
It was a Bengali brother.
Yeah.
Mashallah.
So what, the instructor?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
So he was good. When my driving instructor saw him, he's like, oh, that's going to be your examiner. And he's like, it's all right.
Did you get in the car and say, get away?
You know what he did? My last manoeuvre, we went into the car park. He told me wait, and he cleared like the whole car park. He told bare people to move. Other people that are coming in for the test.
Okay.
He told them to move out of the way. He
cleared up like a couple. Boss man.
Yeah, a couple bays for me, and then I just did my thing.
That's good. So it was just a bay parking.
Yeah, reverse bay park.
Right, but my one, she made me do it round, like a reverse route into a road.
Yeah.
You know, like a mine, like, you know when you do a...
Yeah, yeah, reverse into the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not into the main, but like, you know, like, yeah, you're doing, yeah, it. Yeah, that one. 3-point turn, park in the car park, park in like a reverse parking.
She made you do 2 manoeuvres?
Yeah, bruv.
Rah.
So there's only one?
Yeah, it's normally only one.
No, she done about, but I remember I did about. Oh, I'm mixing it up with the driving test.
Unless you did
test. 2 driving lesson, the just before. I might be mixing it up with a driving lesson just before. But anyway, congratulations, Imran.
Thank you.
How long you been driving for now, like, with a license?
So you're setting me up.
I'm setting you up.
So
when did you get your license? One sec. When did you get your license?
September, early September.
Oh, it's been that long.
Yeah, but I didn't get a car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 2 months, bro.
Yeah. So, but when did you buy your car, bro? So Imran's got a vroom vroom, bro.
He's not in his dad's car.
But if this was 2005, 2003, yeah, he would have bought a Honda Civic with a big exhaust. Do you get me? The neon lights at the bottom. But what did you get?
Got an Auris.
Toyota Auris. Bring up the car, bro. Bring up the Toyota Auris. Man bought an accountant's car, bro. But you know what? You don't get stopped by police with an Auris, I don't know. Because him and his area boys are going to Shisha Club, isn't it? Jump in the Auris, brother.
Bro, I ain't got the new, yeah, that's the shit right there.
Which one?
This one,
yeah. Oh, this one there, yeah?
You're gonna put tinted windows on it, bro.
It came with tints.
Did it?
Yeah.
What about alloys? What kind of rims you got on it?
No, standard.
Steel rims or alloys?
Alloys, but standard. Alloys.
Nice. Keep it standard. What about the sound system? Does it go boom boom?
No boom boom.
When you put it,
has it got Bluetooth?
No Bluetooth.
Nah. He's got.
Nah, he got Bluetooth, bro.
Nah, he ain't got Bluetooth.
You gotta get that radio frequency Bluetooth.
Nah, he's got Bluetooth, bro. Don't even try it, bro.
2012, bro.
2012. Yeah,
2012,
so?
2012
is like,
old car, man.
Bro, how you not have Bluetooth? That's like standard.
Got the AUX cable.
Oh, man. Man's moving like it's 2003, bro. Alhamdulillah. So, yeah. So, you had your car for how long?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Man's already got a ticket.
Pay me out.
What is going on, Imran? He came in and he was not happy, bro. I came in. Today is not happy. But you got caught out by the new restrictions, yeah, isn't
it? But he came in gutted, bro. He's like, hey, bro, let me ask you a question.
Like, I've never seen that before.
Because you've been cycling through those roads, isn't it? That's probably where it is.
Mm.
Yeah. And just to snitch on, what's your cycling club called again? Bob's?
Yeah.
You know, I know you ride for a few months.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shout out your cycling clubs, bro. Because I'm going to clip this.
Just two.
Go on.
Al-Iman Cycle Club.
Al-Iman Cycle Club.
And Brothers on Bike.
Jeez. Are they affiliates?
What do you mean?
Are they rivals or are they affiliates?
No.
Affiliates, yeah?
Yeah, so.
Kind of. Do they know each other?
Yeah.
So just to shout, like, Al-Iman Cycle Club and Brothers on Bikes.
He sneaked you still.
He used to cycle to the gym, and now he's driving to the gym, bro.
No, I said, when the weather gets better, inshallah.
No. Listen, you used to cycle in the rain. Do you remember that?
Well, I've done too many winters.
So what, bro? You're sounding like you're like Tony Stark, not Tony Stark, Jon Snow, bro. I've done too many winters. Do you know what I mean? I think the issue here is, look, when you get married, that's another thing as well. So you can be like, you know what? I can't cycle to wherever you cycle to. Where do you cycle to? Paris or whatever it is. It's going to be less and less, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously.
Less and less cycling.
And then it's going to be, do you remember that guy, Imran?
Yeah.
He used to cycle with us.
Yeah, man.
They've already started that. But
yeah. Oh, is it?
And then they're going to stop inviting him to trips and that.
I already get that. But to be honest, you know, it's training in Legion that's just like,
is it? Don't blame Legion, bro. Listen, you know this. Listen, guys. Listen, honestly, he's just making excuses, bro. I'm telling you this now. But anyway, I won't tell you what he said about you guys off camera, bro. No, I'm joking, bro. He loves you guys. He won't stop talking about you guys, man. But yeah, so you better pay that ticket off quick, man. But you know that time we went to Danny's wedding?
Yeah.
And I was charging the car.
Yeah.
You know, they gave me a ticket, bro.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Parked too long.
It was just under an hour. This is up to an hour, and they've got the time in between this time and this time, and they gave me a ticket.
But you was there for under an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave me like McDonald's, man.
Did you pay it?
No. How much is that?
Paying it.
Huh?
How much is it?
About 30, but I'm not paying it. I had one, you know, Whitechapel, you know, Shell Station in Whitechapel?
Yeah.
Just opposite the masjid.
Yeah.
You know which one? You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think so.
Yeah, man, Shell Recharge opposite the mosque.
Yeah, bro, I parked same, they gave me a ticket, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think they can actually pursue the ticket, you know that?
Who knows, man? Any lawyers out there, let us know in the comments,
Let us
man.
Know. sorry, man. Yeah, my voice is gone, bruv, today, man. So, yeah, you got a ticket. Welcome to
welcome.
The world of... Bruv, it's a tax, bro. Mm. I understand the speeding tickets, yeah?
Yeah.
But you know these little rubbish ones, yeah, bruv? Like, they've closed... By the way, just so you guys, if you don't live in Hackney or, like, controlled parking... What are they called, bruv? Controlled traffic zones or whatever.
Something like that,
so
yeah.
Imran drove through a road which was normally...
Yeah.
It's normally open, right? Yeah, and they've closed it because of the controlled parking zones.
No, they don't even close it. They just put like two
plants in there, bro. Yeah. And they've got the, yeah. So, anyway, just take that L and try not to.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned, bro. So, yeah, like this weekend, today's Sunday, the 20 something. So, you probably be watching this on a Friday. But we went to the Grappling Industries jiu-jitsu competition. So I took my kids and a lot of the kids from Legion as well. So shout out to Coach Shamu, Ibrahim and Abdurrahman for preparing my kids and coaching them. They had a really good game plan. And first competition for my ones.
Yeah, they did well, man.
They did really, really well.
Came third.
I think overall, as an academy, we came third out of, it was about 40 or something. So it was not bad for gi, and no gi, we came second, which is good. Considering, I think there's only like, I think maybe 10 entries from our side.
Probably less, man.
Nah, 10. It's about 10.
About 10, probably.
From kids, yeah, little kids.
Yeah. Maybe under 10, maybe 9, something like that, but up max 10. They did really well, man. If you see their character come out on the mat, bro.
Especially from gi to no gi.
Yeah.
You know on the drive home when you tell them, you should have did this and you did better at this. And then on the gi, when you show me the videos, bro, they were kind of ham.
Yeah.
They were proper attacking, mashallah, man.
But I think what did highlight was the use of wrestling was so important. And a lot of the kids didn't have wrestling. But for our ones, I think we need to... Obviously, because they haven't been training as long as these guys, innit? So not training, I would say competing. Some kids, bro, they're competing every other week, bro.
Yeah.
Or twice a month, maybe twice. So this is their first one. I think it was their nerves, man.
I can see what they need to work on, though.
Yeah, 100%.
No, they were complaining of chest pains as well, bro. I was like, bro, it's because you're nervous.
Yeah,
and
nervous.
You've been tensing.
Yeah. I had to massage them today, bruv. I told them, go jump in the shower. Got the massage gun out. Massage, cracked their backs, cracked their necks. Yeah. I done a proper... Yeah, so I just let them, you know,
Miyagi chill
out. You know, turn on the heating at home.
For adults, it's difficult to switch on from wrestling mode to jiu-jitsu mode.
Yeah.
That's why you see them, they were always going on their belly, like...
Yeah, they were turning on their front, right?
Yeah. These kids that are doing jiu-jitsu, they know, you see a back, you take the back.
Yeah. Okay. But also, flip side was... Because they didn't have anything for takedowns, they couldn't, like, the first fight is the takedown. Do you get me? Like, when they say go, you have to take them down first before there's any ground fighting, right? So a lot of them were pulling guard, and some of them tried to do some, it was like some, like, you know they didn't really work takedowns, innit? But with the kids, it was like, I don't want to give away the game plan, because in case we use it again, but we had a game plan, we stuck to it, innit? And the only time I would say I'm making out like it's like UFC, like main event.
For them, it probably was, bro.
But, obviously, you know the thing is, especially with the kids, any competitor, innit, bro, like if you have a game plan, you've got one route of going, and then you just react to whatever your opponent's doing. I think a lot of them was asking me, oh, what if they do this, and what if they do this, and what if they, I'm like, look, if you sit there thinking about every possibility that they might do, you're gonna be in trouble, man. So, having a game, like when I say game plan, more of like, you know what, do this, then this, then this, and then if they do this, do this, and then that's it, and then the rest is that they were just reacting to it. But yeah, really proud of them, man. And I think one of the, I don't want to, like, obviously I don't really like blowing them up on the podcast, yeah, but one of them, they lost the match. I think his last match he lost, and so the guy took him down, which I was not happy about. But anyway, it's fine. He was heavier than him, yeah. So I thought, you know, I allow you. And he winded him, innit?
Oh.
And there was one of those Karate Kid moments, bruv. You must not give in to fear, Danielson. You must not. It's okay to lose, but don't give in to fear, innit? So he was on the floor. He had blood in his teeth and everything, bruv.
No way.
Because the guy, he went for a rear naked choke, but he was doing it over the mouth, right? You know how you pass?
Yeah.
You know how like you keep switching to get the... So he's squeezing his mouth and had blood in his mouth. So the ref's looking at me. I go, bro, don't stop it, man. Let him share. And they're asking him, oh, do you want to continue? I was like, bro, you get up and you finish the fight. I don't care if it's 15-0. I don't give a damn. You finish it, innit? So he's looking at me, yeah?
Finish him.
And I was like, no, you must finish, yeah?
Fear does not exist.
Exactly. Bro, it was a Karate Kid moment, bro. And then he got up, and bruv, I saw his face. I was like, yeah, that's it. I said, look. And then he just went for takedown after takedown.
Do you remember? I saw it in his face. Yeah.
He didn't get any points because as he took him down,
he
fell into guard all the time. That's the thing.
That's another thing they need to focus on. They need
to doubles.
Follow it up.
The thing with doubles, bro, that's why I prefer the single leg in jiu-jitsu, bruv, with the head on the inside. So, you know, push, snap, single, control it with the head on the inside, and a wrap double. So catch the double leg on the outside. So then you land, you kind of land with their, you kind of got their legs like this, wrapped. So the legs are kind of straight like this, and you've wrapped them like that. Another case is about climbing to the side control.
Yeah.
But if you get a double, what happens is they kind of, they either sprawl out on you, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, or like they fall backwards and then they get you in guard. Does that make sense? So that was that. And then another thing which is dangerous, some kids got good triangles, yeah? They fall into their guard and their neck's kind of like exposed, isn't it?
Yeah, but what I didn't understand, yeah? Some of the refs, bruv.
Terrible, man.
Yeah, man, like the arm bar wasn't even there. Yeah, I know they stop it
in
before.
In their defense, yeah?
Yeah,
in
but some of them allowed it and some of them didn't. I'm like, bro.
In their defense to the ref, yeah? Bruv, it's a hard job, bruv.
Yeah, but still, man.
And it's not like you're not sitting persistent in a booth like watching it on a video. It's live, innit? Yeah. Do you get me? And there's a lot to look out for because remember, there's like, there was nine matches. So there's kind of like, if you're in the middle, you've got one guy fighting on the right side, one guy fighting the left side. Does that make sense? There's a few matches going on. Bro, do you remember? I don't know if you saw it. There was some guys fighting on the right. I think Mat 9 or something. Oh, no, Mat 1. Mat 2, there were some kids. Bro, the guy squashed the kids, but almost killed them, bro.
No way.
Yeah. It was crazy, yeah.
Adults fighting at the same time as kids?
Yeah, I think it was that time they were kind of switching to adults, and that was the last fight on that mat. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that wasn't weight. That was all weights, innit? That was
absolute, bro. I think it was absolute.
Yeah, it was. It was. In the G-Day.
Let me tell you something, yeah. Shout out to Grappling Industries, bro. Like, that was a really well-organized
very smooth
competition.
Very smooth.
I've got to admit.
That's smooth comp.
That software they got, software. Live brackets.
Even on time, bro.
On time. I mean, there was like, obviously there's always discrepancies, but they were on time. The staff were really, you know, what's the word? Welcoming and...
The only thing I think they can improve on is the girls fighting boys thing, bro.
Yeah, but...
I don't find it fair, man.
No, you know what it is? It's not even that, bro. I think there's not enough girls fighting, bro. And like, if you look at the whole competition, there must have been, I don't know how many.
Yeah, but where does that stop?
What do you mean?
Where's the cap?
Oh, you mean like the age?
Yeah, where do they cap it off?
I think when you hit teens, bro, it starts to get dicey, bro. You see what I'm saying? No, seriously, bro. It gets dicey. When you hit teens, it's like, I think when they're like 10, 11, maybe like 9, 8, 9. You know, under that, that's okay. Mix them up. Because like some 13-year-olds are wham, bruv. Like 13-year-old.
Yeah, even 12, bruv.
It, I don't know, man.
Depends on the kid, isn't it, man?
I mean, one of the kids had to forfeit, bro, because he was the 13-year-old fighting a 10-year-old. I mean, a girl. It's, but as it, as an organizer, bro, it's so hard, man, because some kids don't turn up. And imagine you've come all the way to a competition. The girl that you're going to fight doesn't turn up. It's hard, man. Do you know what I mean? So obviously for us, for religious reasons, we don't really, especially when you hit puberty age, do you get me?
Yeah.
There's that religious element to it. If you don't have that, then do you get me? Like,
difficult, man.
Yeah, so, but yeah, really proud of him. And also the adults, man, K for the, I think this is second Khalid Ismail, okay, as in Khalid Ismail. I think he was the only one from his academy that fought yesterday, yeah, right? Yeah. Had a fought absolute open weight. Did quite well in that as well. Yeah. And I think he fought his division. But there was only one, it was like best of three or whatever. Yeah. Again, like there wasn't enough in his weight category.
What do you think is the most popular?
It's Nogi, bruv. Nogi was popular, innit?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Today, there were some heavy hitters there. Ross Nichols think, man? Was there. I think it's fun, innit?
It's a lot more faster.
Faster. It's the to be honest with you, it's like the modern game.
It's like when people try to use their wrestling basically more.
No, I think gi is traditional.
Yeah.
Nogi is everyone's going to Nogi, you know, because it's the modern game, bro. Mm. Jiu-Jitsu is always about, you know, evolving, innit?
Yeah.
There is one thing though, like as a wrestler, if you've got good takedowns and stuff, with Nogi you do well, but now with the footlock game, that's kind of leveled the playing field. Because you don't have to stand with them, innit? You can just sit down and just fight the legs. So that's, I would say footlock, it's almost like anti-wrestling, bro, innit? A little bit. That footlock game. And you can always tell a footlock guy, bro. Skinny, like not athletic, bro. Like, because they don't need to think. I mean, I'm being very stereotypical, yeah? But I think footlocks, bruv, and the leg locks and, you know, the 50-50, all that stuff, that, as a wrestler, that's the challenge, is how do you... If someone's going to sit down, there's no takedowns, in it.
Yeah.
So they've negated that kind of... So
they
again,
scare me, man.
Huh?
Footlocks and they scare me, bro.
Like, Imran, you were saying there was a few injuries today, innit?
Today, yeah.
So what kind of injuries?
Some heel hook injuries.
What, like complete separation or?
Nah, you can see it got pulled, the heel hook.
Okay, yeah. Tap quick, boy.
Yeah, the toe hold. He had a chance to tap, he didn't tap, and it got broken clean. So he was wheeled out in a wheelchair, sent to hospital, man. Not worth it.
Yesterday there was a dislocation. I think gi, there's less injuries. I think with gi, it's more like your fingers. Yeah. You know, like fingers getting caught and stuff like that. But no gi, bruv. I'm like, my heart's in my throat, bruv.
Yeah.
Happened to me, innit, on my competition now.
No gi?
Your finger?
Gi, yeah. Would you prefer gi or no gi, honestly?
No gi, man.
You prefer no gi,
yeah?
Yeah. Cycling.
Like, gi is like, it can be fun as well. It can be fun as well, but...
The thing with gi in comp, like, sometimes you might get stuck in a position for...
Yeah, that's the problem. It's too slow.
There's no give in it, like... And also, it's unforgiving as well. Gi, you get caught in a position, like, you make a mistake, boy. Because of the... But yeah, so there was that. There was the injuries. I think I was speaking to Amir on the phone yesterday, and he goes, I hate competitions, bruv. He said to me, I can't stand competitions because of the injuries.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I'm just anxiety. He goes, the whole time I'm just anxious.
Especially when it's your own kids, man.
Yeah, especially when it's the, you know, like his guys and stuff. Yeah, he goes, even other competitors as well. Yeah.
I think there's someone popped his shoulder or something.
Yeah, it was yesterday, I think. Yeah. Exactly.
I think Rashid had to go to a kid today as well.
Yeah, he just, the guy should have tapped. I mean, not I said the referee should have stopped it earlier. Because I think it was Americana. It just slightly twinged the shoulder a little bit.
You look really hurt, man.
Yeah. But he was all right afterwards. He was running around and stuff.
He lost to him the day before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, there was
a rivalry there, bro. They lost him in Guy.
Accounts settled today, bro. They lost in Guy. Like, even our ones, like, there was which was good. But what I really liked was, especially shout out to New Wave Academy. Doesn't Sidis teach wrestling there, bro?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
New Wave?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they in Croydon, bro?
I think so, yes.
Bro, you know what? I was really impressed by the coaches.
Super respectful, man.
Very respectful, bro. Very nice. The parents. Look, if I can clip this and send it out to them on Instagram, we should do that, bro. So shout out to New Wave Academy. Like, really enjoyed. I mean, good level as well, man. Mm. The kids.
Yeah, they were good.
Very good level. They won the overall academy for kids as well, right?
Who's head coach there?
I don't know, man. Good point.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, really, really good respect. The kids were really respectful as well. It's like, I really enjoyed it. The sportsmanship, you know, always the coaches always came over, shook their hands, even when they lost and won or whatever. So that was good, man. But yeah, very tiring though, man. It almost feels like you're there with them as well.
Yeah.
And you don't really want to push them too much. Like, I think what I said to the kids was, like, winning or losing, it's just how you perform, innit? If you go out there, you make a mistake, you get caught. It is what it is, innit? But if you go, then you're shook, or like you don't try and, what's the word, man? You give in to your fear, your own fear. Not forget the person, your own fear, and you're like, oh my God, he's better than me.
You limit yourself.
Yeah, that's something that you have to work on. Yeah, so yeah, shout out to everyone at Legion and Hardy Smoke. I think they're competing again next week. In the English Open, right? Yeah. Same place.
Yeah.
Docklands. It's nice for a change. I know wrestling comps, bro. We always have to go up north for that. And that sometimes gets a bit... It's long, bro. Travelling all the way to Wolverhampton, bro. Yeah. Imagine you've already done about 5 matches.
And on wrestling the comps, you're there the whole day, bro.
Yeah, wrestling comps, you're there the whole day, bro. You're there the whole day. So, yeah, shout out to... Grappling Industries for a really well organized and well organized competition. Yeah, so that's that. I think the next thing is that I've been keeping an eye on is the cricket's moving mad, bruv.
Yeah,
cricket's moving mad. You know what's funny? Like, what was the guy's name? Rafiq
Azim.
Rafiq Azim. So I don't know, have you guys watched the deposition that? Or whatever you call it, from the select committee, you know, his account of what's been going on. Have you heard anything?
No.
You haven't listened to anything?
No, I saw bits of it briefly.
Do you watch cricket?
No, I don't watch cricket.
Come on, hey, don't lie, bro.
Honestly. Don't try it.
Yeah. No, but honestly, though, Imran.
Not all Asian people watch cricket, yeah.
Yeah, but do your dad watches it, though?
Not like, doesn't follow it.
No, when Bangladesh is on.
He might watch it, yeah.
Oh, so your dad's not even on it like that? Nah. What about your brothers?
Nah.
None of them?
No.
That's strange. I guess Rashid don't even watch cricket either, bro.
But you don't watch nothing.
Do you watch cricket?
It's only the East London guys, isn't it?
I watch cricket to put me to sleep.
No, but you don't lie, bro. You went with Baiji to a cricket match, didn't you, bro?
Nah, man. You lost it, fam. I only got to know cricket match.
You said you were going to go with him to a cricket match or something.
Nah.
There was a period maybe, that you were watching cricket, Zach. Don't even try it.
There was. If I'm at the gym and someone's got it on, I'm watching.
Yeah, but you were just gassing, bro. You and Shamu, bro.
Nah.
Like, you were gassing. Nah, Shamu's a fan of cricket, bro.
Yeah, nah. I'm not a fan, but do you know what I mean?
I just can't wrap my head around it, bro. So, I'm going to read the headline. Azim Rafiq, cricket's racism scandal forces society to confront its issues. Do you know what? Every black and brown person in the UK and in the world saw this and thought, we never ever thought, like, everyone's been through it, bro. You know the stuff that they said to him, though, that was mad?
What'd they say?
Bro, listen to this. 15 years old, yeah?
Oh, when he was 15?
Listen to this. This starts when he's 15, yeah?
Oh, okay.
15. I need to ask myself a few questions, yeah. Like, because I remember... Anyway, let me rephrase this, yeah. 15 years old, yeah. His teammates, or... they held him down and poured wine into his mouth, what? Bro.
No way.
You know what that is?
No Google way. It.
That's a white man thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what
come
I mean?
Come on, mate.
Yeah, let's have, we're only having a laugh.
It's only a little shit, mate. Do you know what I'm saying? Bruv.
Bro, they that's poured. A madness.
That's the, for me, if my son went through that, bruv, you're all getting bodied, bruv. I'm going there, I'm sparking everyone, bro.
Bro, Timothy, Robin.
Everyone.
Alexandra, everyone. All of them, man.
Bruv, pull up this video, go on YouTube.
Bro, you damn cuss.
Go on YouTube, pull up this video. Bruv.
I'm murking all of them.
Yeah, everyone's no, getting murked.
With my day, woo, Lanos.
Bruv, and I'm driving into that cricket, Yorkshire cricket thing. Bruv, I'm sorry, bro. Type in that barbecue slap guy. Guy slaps everyone at a barbecue. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yes, classic. Classic.
Type that in. Yeah, play that, bro. Play that.
What's that? You, come here.
Let me commentate through this, yeah?
Oh, my God. Look at his shoulders, though.
That's me. That's how I'd walk in as well, bro. Like Conor McGregor, bro. I walk in there. They pulled wine down my throat.
Noah, give it back.
No.
I said give it back now. Noah.
That's ooh, it. He's getting one. He's getting one. Bruv, the cricket board's getting one. The referee's getting one. The guy in the back's getting one. All the kids are getting one. Bruv, everyone's getting a slap, bruv. Everyone. The guy works in the car park. He's getting one, bruv. What, the kick guy? Hey, you're getting one as well, bro. Why do you stop them? You, police getting one. Everyone's getting one, bro.
Police as well, bro.
Everyone in cricket is getting one of them.
The cats.
Bro, the cat's getting one, bro. There you go.
Oh, my God.
That if that happened to my kid, everyone's oh my getting God. Slapped, bro.
Oh, my days.
Do you see what I'm saying, bro? But you know what? And I'll be like, bun cricket as well. Bun cricket. And bruv, this is another one as well, bruv. Oh man, there were some bad ones, bruv. This guy, one of the bruv, imagine this happening, bro. He called his dog Kevin because he was black.
Who's Kevin though?
They call all black guys Kevin. Do you understand? There was this like thing that was like in joke. And they thought it was funny.
I think it's a big
But the thing is, it's like, you know when you hear these things, yeah? Like and you know what's funny? The worst place to have racism, racism is never okay. But in sport, yeah, what's the point? You're trying to get the best players.
I swear they're in your team though.
They're in your team as well, bruv.
I think they thought they were having a laugh. I think that's what they thought. They thought, I'm so comfortable with this guy, I'm gonna call him a
nah, bruv. Nah, but you,
a this and that.
No, but Zach, bro. Like, you know when you're a minor, bruv. Let me tell you something, yeah.
Have you know, worked in construction?
Yeah,
bro. That is the worst place to be, bro.
Yeah.
If you're Muslim, or any brown, green, or if you're there in construction, bro, you hear the most nastiest of nasties, bro.
But what I'm saying to you is this, yeah. If you say those things. And you weigh them in, you're the bad guy, bro.
Yeah.
Now this guy apparently I don't watch cricket, and probably guys who watch cricket are screaming at the screen. I don't know how good he is. I heard he's really good. Why are you treating him like that for, bro? His wife had a miscarriage. Mine's bawling, bro, on the thing, bro. His wife had a miscarriage.
Yeah, look at his eyes, bro. He's all red, bro.
Bro, he was talking about how. He's going to bury his son, the janazah, bruv. The next day, I think he missed training or something like that. And his coach just rinsed him, bruv. Like, imagine losing your kid, bro. Do you understand? Like, the kid, I think he was born with no heartbeat or whatever. Like. So the guy's distraught. Do you know what I mean? He's distraught. So many things. I'm sure there's a lot of things I haven't heard, yeah? But, and you know what's funny? You know for a fact, yeah, that this is not...
First time.
No, this is not an isolated case. This happens across... This is professional cricket. Can you imagine, like... I remember now, football, bruv.
Yeah.
Bro, the stuff you'd hear from the coach, bro. You black this.
Wow.
Bruv, you hear with as a kid. Imagine hearing that, bro. Or, like, being talked about, like... Yeah, he's black, he can run fast, innit? Yeah, put him on the... Oh, he's a big strong black guy or big, strong Asian P word this. And, bruv, it was normal, bruv. And I remember thinking as a kid, I remember I went to a trial. I'm not going to say which club it was, yeah? And then I came back, I was like, nah, bro, I ain't playing football, bro. That's long.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I begged them to try to do that to that gay guy.
What gay guy?
Dude, call someone, are you gay this and gay that?
What, now,
innit? They'll get demolished, bro.
Yeah, it's not happening, bro.
But I bet this case is not even going to
get too far. But also, you know what it is? There's the racism part of it. But then there's the cover up afterwards, bro. Because what's happened? What he's saying is, he's legit, bro. Because what he's saying is, look, I don't want them to concentrate on the individual. Because what they want like people to fall on their swords, innit? So yeah. He's like, I don't want to mention names and stuff, yeah. But he goes, this is an institutional thing, bro. He goes, the English cricket, Yorkshire cricket needs to tick. It's like they allowed this to happen, innit? Do you see what I'm saying, bro? So. Like, when I saw the headlines, yeah, I was like, bruv, that's standard, bro. And man's are like outraged and whatnot. And I'm like, yeah, bruv, if you're a person of color in this country, like, how many times, honestly, when you're a kid going out, you're having a nice time, or, and then someone calls your mom a packy, bruv, or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, pardon my French, bruv, but real talk.
Yeah.
Or you dirty Muslim, bruv, your whole day's gone, bruv. You can't ignore that, bro. You internalized that, bro.
Do you remember we had that problem at the beach?
They picked on the wrong guys, bro. They picked on
the wrong people, bro.
So basically, and I remember like going out as a family, bro. Yeah, like I remember having that anxiety, bro, of going out. Yeah. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you're going out with especially with your mum. Because your mum's vulnerable, isn't it? Like, whether you're like your mum or your sisters or whatever, they're wearing hijab, yeah? And they're a target, bro. Do you know what I'm saying, bro? So, like, you as a man or a boy, yeah? Like, when you're with your mum, you feel like that kind of thing that you've got to protect your sisters, you've got to protect your mum and that. So, you hear something and you can't do nothing about it, you're going to feel so wet, bro. And you, does that make sense, bro?
Mm.
But I remember one time, like, we went to the beach, bruv. It was, like, bare of us, bruv. So, I don't think I was there, Zach, you know?
Oh, you were there, man.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there.
And some guy, bruv, you told us so, because I wasn't there.
The men were sitting on the rocks, just doing a little barbecue thing. And then the girls, they were swimming, all with hijab and everything. They were swimming, yeah? And then the guy went past us and went directly to them. And then as soon as my dad and my uncle saw them going towards the females, but they got up, fam, they started running towards him. And the guy was shocked, like he didn't know we were with them or something, yeah? Oh. And he was shocked and he went back. He's like, no, I'm just telling them that you can't do that. And
can't do what, blood? What
are you talking about, bruv? He goes, I live there. He literally lives right there. He goes, oh, you can't put your tents up like that and all this. Bruv, why don't you come to me and say that? Why are you telling people that are swimming? What? Do you know what I mean, bruv?
Yeah. And that's the thing about racists, bruv. They're cowards, bro.
Bro, he literally bypassed us and went straight to the females.
Do you see what I'm saying? I'll give you an example. And
he went there with aggro as well. Started barking, bruv. But as soon as the man them just ran up to him, yeah, he... Meow.
But also, let's see these guys that are calling him a P word or whatever. And imagine a white guy born in Pakistan, yeah? And plays for the Pakistani national team, bro. Go and try and call them. See what they do to you, bro. No, that's. Like, flip it, yeah? Like, or if you're in a room, a white guy or whatever, and you think that you're in a room full of people, bro, you know, come with that same energy, innit? But it's this is the thing what he's saying. They felt comfortable that they can say those things, bro. That's the thing, bro. The environment was breeding. And football, bro, I don't know what it's like now, bro.
Nah, it's the same.
But cricket again, it's
I swear cricket came from there, bro.
It's a middle class sport.
Yeah, but cricket came from there. Have you seen Lagan, bro?
No, it didn't care. No,
I swear it came from there, bro.
No, the British created cricket and then they took it. That's the thing. The
British they did.
The British makes... No.
Have you seen Lagan?
Lagan, that's one of... There's two movies that I've watched that are Indian, yeah? Actually, three. There was Kabhi Khushi, Kabhi Kam, which I watched about an hour and I was like, you know, this is too much, bro.
Bro, you know it's bad when it got
this advert. When I was 16. Yeah, and then it Intuition. Was. I watched Lagan, which I enjoyed, and there was another one, a wrestling one. Oh, and if you, have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's got those two. Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh yeah, yeah, I seen that one.
Yeah, that's a good film.
But why are they so long, bro?
That's just rough.
Like, I'm pretty sure the storyline could be done in half an hour.
It's because of the songs. No, it's because if you took all the songs out, there'll be a standard. The Indian public demands a song, bro.
Have you seen the one? Yeah, the one. There's a scene, bro. Bro, there's a scene.
There's too many scenes.
The woman's, the daughter-in-law is chatting to the mother-in-law, and then the mother-in-law kind of budged her out of the way. And then it went slow-mo. She fell over into a suitcase.
No.
And then... The suitcase, they didn't know she fell into the suitcase.
They didn't know.
Yeah, apparently. I think it was some madness. I'll show you the video later. And then they delivered her to some next country. I'm like, bro, if that's not Indian.
You know what cracks me up?
If that's not an Indian movie, bro, I don't know what
is. This is what I want to understand, yeah? So, as an Indian movie goer, yeah? You're watching a film. There's a story in this film, yeah? And then the music starts. And then it's, are you taking. Are you like forgetting, you know that music bit, yeah? Are you just kind of like ignoring that bit? You're listening to it as a tune and then it goes back to the story?
Bro, I don't know.
Or do the characters know they're singing, bro? How have you worked that in? Does that make sense, bro?
Bro.
Do you get me?
There's another scene. Huh? There's another scene, bro. The woman gets pushed and then there's some drapes. And she's falling over to the drapes, yeah? And she holds the drapes. And then her hand goes like this or whatnot. And then she's she's getting strangled. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
You know why, bro? You know why?
Just take it off.
No, because it's the writers. It's not the actress, bro. The actress probably said,
come on, man.
So you want me to do what? So I just want to, the script, you want me to... fall on the curtain.
Bro, like...
And then the guy goes, just make it happen. Make the curtain strangle you. Take artistic license.
Bro, it's a
so I like this or this way? Listen.
Oh, man.
We have a very low budget. So just make it strangle.
But I think they have
how
high budget.
How was my motivation? Bro, actually, what's my motivation? Actually, then he busts one of these ones. What, she goes, what's my motivation? He goes,
say no more.
Strangling with the curtain it is.
Thank you, Pooja.
Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, but yeah, man. Like, I never got it, bro. I never got like, okay, so like, the thing's happening. The tune comes in. How does that fit in with the, do the characters understand they're in a tune?
Who knows? Who knows?
God knows, bro.
And they will dance and sing.
Bro, there's mad. Right? There's mad music.
And then, bro,
people getting stabbed with bananas. Like, bro.
Did you mean stabbed with bananas?
Do you see that one? I think it was a Sri Lankan movie. The guy got stabbed with a banana, and he died.
Oh, Zach, please go to YouTube. Type in Ugandan.
What did he say?
No. Ugandan kung fu monk film.
Are you sure?
Ugandan kung fu monk from
bro, just type. I just saw it over there at the trailer.
A black Japanese. I told you. Bro, wait.
Just play the thing. Don't say nothing, bro. Just play the thing. It gets worse.
What was that?
Bro, but it's mad moves though, bro.
Bro, you see that clip up? That can
beat our shadow. He's got a proper shining.
Wait, human uppercut.
Himmler.
Himmler.
Look, I told you, he's got a white face.
Oi. Oi. I just racked.
Yo. Check it out. Hey, that's my car.
Bro.
Oh, bro.
Bro, what's what going on here?
Animal combat, bro.
Tell me what the plot is, bro.
Javani.
Come tell.
Bro.
Bro. Bro. How did you come across this, bro?
Wallahi, I have no idea, bro.
My guy, chat to me, man.
I can't even begin to break down this thing. There's white face in there.
That's how bad.
There's a light skinned Hitler. What else, bro?
Nigerians that are Japanese.
There's Nazis in it. It's mad, bro. It's there's everything. Do you know what it is, bro? Like with especially African films, yeah, like Lollywood. But less, more is more, bro. Mm. If you can put things in, just put it in, bro. Shout out to my African friends, man.
Walk well with
shout
that wig
to Lollywood. And
walk well with that blonde wig, though.
It's bro. You got us talking about it, bro.
And that car they were carrying.
That's a coffin. But it's tiny as well. I don't know, man.
That's a mad.
The internet has won again, bro.
Man.
I don't know if it's that Ugandan one.
But bro,
with
bro.
The fake helicopters. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
That was so bad, bro.
But wait. You know, America's not too far.
Have
you seen Fast and Furious?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But it's bro. Basically the same as these
but
guys.
They've got a bigger budget. That's the only difference, bro.
Vin Diesel, I want you to get in the car and jump off the cliff, jump through the helicopter and catch the bullet with your toes.
But also,
say no more.
Stop doing things with cars. Like, like everything, not everything has to be done by car, like with cars. They have to, like, okay, we're going to make Fast Furious 15, yeah? Like, let's do underwater chasing. And then let's say family, it's all about family 15 times, bro.
Bro, I'm done, man.
Anyway, but yeah, that caught my eye the other day, bro.
Lord.
So, this is another thing, wild, bruv. But the Kyle Rittenhouse story, man.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know exactly what he did. So can we just read out what exactly happened, bro? So,
Mr. Rittenhouse had traveled to the city from his home in Illinois, armed with a semi-automatic rifle.
He said this in Chicago, bro?
Chicago, Illinois. I don't know. To help protect property from unrest. During the trial, blah, 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 blah. So reacted to people attacking him.
Armed to the teeth with automatic rifles.
Yeah. He was trying to help his community and reacted to people attacking him. I don't, bruv, if it was someone else?
The question here is, if this kid was black and he wouldn't have made it to the shop, bruv. But bro, anyway, it's like the laws are not made for people of color, bruv. Mm-hmm. And this you can tell this is whether he was in the right to kill those guys or not, yeah. I don't know what the laws are, bruv. Like it's, and I wasn't there and all that stuff, yeah, but it's just you can tell. Who is it that was it Trayvon Martin that got killed for wearing a hoodie, bruv? He got shot down by police for wearing a hoodie. You know, you just look at it, you think.
Bruv, to be honest, there's so many.
What about those guys in that killed the jogger, bruv? The dad and the son. What happened to them, bruv?
Oh yeah.
They just shot the guy, bruv, for running.
Yeah. Bruv, there's too many.
It's mad, bruv.
There's too many for you to know. There's some they don't even come to our attention, bro.
The worst thing is like you're kind of not surprised. You kind of knew that. But this is shocking though. The fact that he got acquitted on all charges.
Yeah.
That's mad, bro. Like he got off scot-free. It's just one justice for one justice for another.
Let's not depress ourselves.
Anyway, so in other news, Hamzat Chimaev had a wrestling match with some Swedish guy. But do you know what the background is to this guy, Jack Hermansson? What's his background, bro? Oh, he's a wrestler. He's a UFC fighter as well.
Yeah.
But what's it? Why are you printing it for, bro?
Sorry. Out, bro.
Go down. But what's his background, though? Jack...
mixed martial arts.
Yeah, but what's his... go to his wiki.
He's Swedish as well?
Yeah. Hold on.
His career as a Greco-Roman wrestler.
Okay. So what's his pedigree, bro?
He won national championships.
In Sweden?
In wrestling.
Okay.
So his MMA thing is 22 wins, 6 losses. Not bad. What is he, middleweight?
No idea.
Is he in the UFC? He's not in the UFC, is he?
Yeah, it says UFC contender.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I've never heard of him, man.
Me neither.
Put Chimaya, UFC, put his wiki. He hates being compared to Habib, bro.
Yeah.
But I can imagine it's being it's annoying though.
But it's not like
nice. Like I got a beard. I've got the haircut. Do you get me? I'm from that kind of area. He's completely different, bro. How tall is he, bro?
They even ask Islam that.
6'2".
Right, he's tall, man. He's your height, Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tall, man.
77 kg.
That's how much you should be weighing, Zach, bro. Do you understand? That's
I knew you were going
that's
there.
That's how much you should be weighing, bro.
I thought you were going there, bro.
That's your target weight, bro. To be fair, that's how much I should be weighing, bro.
Oh, he's a blue belt, yeah?
Yeah,
blue belt, jokes, but that's jokes. But blue belt, but there's blue belt and blue belt.
Bro. Yeah, I think he's a good blue belt though.
Let's just put it this way: he enters grappling industries. He smokes every blue belt in there, bro.
So he must be like a purple belt, or brown belt then.
Nah, I think. No. What I'm saying is, he's probably just started. What's his background?
Yeah.
Probably brave.
He only got blue belt recently as well, or something.
That's I think he's the same as Habib. I think he did. Sambo, I think, bro.
What's his
wrestling? Nah, he's a freestyle wrestler and judo and combat sambo. Yeah.
Yeah. So sambo, but if you do sambo, you're technically a brown belt, bro.
Judo, sambo, wrestling.
He competed in wrestling though, like.
Yeah, his main thing is wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah. You definitely could have been an Olympian, probably, man.
So what's that? Because
when I was speaking, Coach Estime.
Yeah.
He was saying to me that. You got wrestling is the top in Russia, bro.
Yeah.
Like amongst the Dagis and the Chechens and stuff, yeah? You got wrestling, you start there, bro. Yeah? If you don't cut out for wrestling, bro, you go to judo and sambo and stuff. And then they go into MMA, bro. Do you get me? But wrestling for them is the number one. There's not, like, if you're a top wrestler, you've got the utmost respect. MMA is not as respected as as wrestling. Oh. Yeah, Saddle Life's like
they cheat him like.
Yeah, bro. He's a king over there, bro.
He's a king over there, bro.
Do you see what I'm saying? No one's touched. But wrestling for them is like how do I put this?
It's like Ronaldo.
No, like, how do you put it, man?
Yeah, like a Ronaldo in the football industry.
No. I'm saying as a sport. Wrestling as a sport. So it would be
like badminton for China.
Bruv, now you're just shooting in the dark, bro. I guess America, like NFL or
ping
whatever,
pong
bro.
For Chinese.
Do you get me?
Badminton for Bengalis.
What's the number one sport in Bangladesh at the moment, bro?
Like cricket.
Cricket's the number one, yeah?
Yeah. Is badminton up?
Well, where do you rank in cricket, bro?
Bangladesh.
Are they quite like top 10?
Yeah, all right. Right,
would you say top 10?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Why am I asking you for? Yeah, that's true. But what was I saying? So what Estime was saying was, he goes, wrestling is number one, then judo and sambo and everything else. He goes, if you don't make it in wrestling, so the wrestlers get the most props there, bro. Do you see what I'm saying? So,
So what's this about, though? Why all of a sudden is wrestling?
I think he just fought, innit?
Yeah.
Bruv, has he ever finished a fight, bro?
What do you mean?
Has his fights ever gone the full? No, has he ever had a decision?
First round, he's finished all of them.
But in his whole MMA career?
He's had 10 wins, 6 by knockouts, 4 by submission. So clearly, no.
No. Everything's gone. One second.
No decisions.
No, you must have.
You can do the maths.
No decisions.
Let's do the maths. Come on.
Total, 6 plus 4 is 10.
One second. How many fights did he have?
10.
He's only had 10 MMA fights.
Yeah. He had 6 by knockout, 4 by submission. Yeah, that's 10. So 10.
But is that all? Is that UFC or mixed martial arts in general, bro? Read out the mixed martial arts. Chimaev, I can't read this too. Zoom in, bro.
Chimaev started training MMA when he was 23. All-Star Training Center. September and April, Chimaev had 3 MMA fights, amateur ones.
So he only fought defeated three
by
amateur.
A submission in the second round.
He got defeated?
No, he defeated the guy.
Okay.
And then won his following 2 amateur fights, 1 by submission, 1 by technical knockout. So yeah, even in amateur, he didn't go all the way.
He's undefeated, amateur. Yeah. Okay, so then he fought with Brave. Brave is from Dubai, isn't it?
Mm.
Is Brave from Dubai?
I'm pretty sure. Read the Brave bit.
After having his first 2 professional fights in Sweden, he went to the Middle East, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Dubai, I'm not sure. Somewhere Click in Brave. Yeah. What is that?
Khalid bin Hamad Al Khalifa.
I'm pretty sure that's Dubai, bro.
Must be,
bro. Or UAE or something.
Yeah.
Where is this? Bahrain.
Oh, Bahrain.
Yeah.
They got good fighters there.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, they got decent fighters, man.
Are they like a feeder club for UFC, bro? Or they're not affiliated like that? Brave, like how LFA is and...
I'm not sure if any fighters have come up from...
No, but you know, like there's some promotions, like Cage Warriors, for example.
Yeah. No, they don't.
They're like a feeder organisation,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
you know what you're saying, yeah. Okay, so, but he hasn't even had that many MMA fights, if you... Yeah.
But what's the deal here, though? Why?
But he had a wrestling fight.
Bruv, watch the highlight video.
Bruv, yeah. The weigh-in, he looks huge, bruv.
Yeah, this is the main event
of the evening. 8 minutes. One second, stop there.
They started already.
Bro, what's going on here? Why is it? Go back.
Why is everybody smoking?
Go back. First, check this out, bro, yeah?
Hey, he's like, okay.
That's my boy. Okay, let's break this down. What is going on here, bro?
Bro,
why is it so smoking?
What the hell's going on?
Someone's vaping or something.
No, bro. They just done the walk-in.
This is a proper underground thing.
This is proper backstreet thing, bro. Go play it.
But are you allowed, though? What? Doesn't he have to get signed off by Dana saying...
Yeah, Dana has to sign him off, bro. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't, bro.
I was quite surprised.
Watch.
But is it foggy? Yeah, what is it?
Well, Diet Bruce Buffer, yeah? he was training the whole time for this, bro.
Diet Bruce Buffer. Bruce Buffer Light.
Bruce Buffer Light, yeah?
He had that
one thing to do, bro. Look, nah, bruv, we're resting now.
The guy hasn't even finished.
He's not even... But there's another man in the ring as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are all the cameramen in there?
Yeah.
And this guy dressed up real good as well, bro.
He's like... I'm
fresh him as well, look.
Play it through.
Bruv, they started.
You know what? He stopped. He said, this is the main... And then he's like, you know what? Cut.
Bro, everyone's backing out from the cage. Look.
Oh, wow. What go with the cameraman?
Camera work is Oh, the commentary is so whack.
He's ripping on Jack's face. He's got to stand him up now. Yeah. Nice.
And that's just 2 points. He didn't give up his back. Is this guy a good wrestler, though, this Jack guy?
So he's a Greco guy who fought nationals, bro. Didn't he just...
They're having a laugh, though. This is not real. I think it's a charity.
Nah, this is real, bro. But you don't wrestle as a joke, bro.
No, but I think it's a charity thing. KFC.
No, it's an exhibition match, bro.
Who's this team?
Who's this? There's nothing to
what
do.
What is going on with the comment?
But you know, if I was fighting, yeah, I'd be like, I'll stop. Everybody stop, bro.
Shit.
Can you go, please?
Please, stop talking. Play it. Over tie, he's going to throw him now.
Inside trip or lateral
drop. Oh, nice. Nice. Some Greg double under. Oh!
Again.
That's a pin. No, 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 it's not. That was a good duck under though, bro.
Is this in America, yeah?
Sweden.
Oh, you went to Sweden to this?
I'm pretty sure it's in Sweden, bro.
This guy, I think he just wants to fight. Anyway,
we'll forward it.
You should have put the highlight video on. You should have all these.
But we would have missed bro. That beginning bit, bro.
Bro, that's B-Tech filming, bro. This cameraman came from a degree.
No, this is someone. No, this can't be the official thing.
Bro!
No, this
how are they this close to the thing?
This is official, bro.
Mashallah is a big guy, though.
So what? He just, just threw him a towel.
Someone give you a towel.
What is this?
Bro, no COVID rules. No, what's going on?
Manscaped are all over the place, bro. They're sponsoring everyone, bro.
BFN. So let's check BFN, bro. What is BFN? BFN.
Bro, you know you're going to get so many... just gonna type in BFN.
Just like that, you know.
BFN Wrestling. Oh, no, it's MMA.
No, it's wrestling, bro. That was a wrestling fight.
Yeah, but it was an MMA cage.
No, bro, you ain't going to find it.
Yeah, but
Bulldog
but
Fight Night. There we go. Hey, look.
I think it was like a... Who was on the card?
Gothenburg.
Who was on the card?
Freestyle.
Yeah.
This guy, Nico.
They had boxing as well. Oh, Thai boxing.
MMA, David Jacobson. I don't know. Who these guys, bro?
Way they started, bro, that was hilarious, bro.
Bro, so this is a known thing.
Play it again, bro. Play it again, please,
bro. But is this a known thing now?
Play it again. Play the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Just that bit, bro. Just that bit. This is better than the whole fight. Listen to the commentator.
What? Okay.
Rewind it.
Oh, my
days. Rewind it.
Bro, you know what he's thinking? He's thinking. I dressed up for you, man. And you started without me?
Go and play. Look, then of the evening.
Oh, let's go.
And then...
Okay.
Right, I need to get out of this ring. The door's on the other side as well.
You know, even the cameraman. The cameraman are getting out. Oh,
but bro, the door's on the other side. How is
bro,
he getting out?
The timer hasn't even started. Look. The cameraman's leaving. Oh, man. Bro, that's OG. That's some OG
they were
things,
like,
bro.
Ban you, bro. Let's start wrestling, man. This is long. He probably like, listen, I got to go, man.
I got a reservation at Nusrat, bro.
Exactly. Hamza's waiting for me, bro. Not Hamza, what's his name? Gaspulo's waiting for you, bro.
Oh, man.
They make his peace. Let's end on this, man.
Who's that, man?
Ollie's out, bro.
Oh, man.
Ollie's out. Fresh out.
I feel bad, but at the same time, it was inevitable. It was gonna
happen. I don't know how I feel about it, bro. You know what? I think Man United need to have a Man United guy in there. But there's no one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Who do you think they're going to replace him with? They say...
no one this season.
They say Zidane is very, very heavily...
Did they use quotation marks where it says
I don't
heavily?
Know, bro. I don't know. But it was on here. But if they do get him, I don't know, man. Zidane hasn't really proved himself, man.
What are you talking about, bruv?
But wait
three
for it.
Champions Leagues.
Wait for it.
Gone.
He already had a world-class team.
Yeah, but who is before him?
He's never had a team that he started from. Do you know what I mean?
Bruv.
like West Ham. I don't know why Dave Moyes is doing good with West Ham, but Man United just couldn't. Why do you think that, bro?
You know, I love how you ask me these questions like I'm a pundit, bro. But
nah, so you just your
opinion, who was before innit? Moyes? It was Van Gaal, innit? No one cares about my opinion about Man United, bro.
Well, I care.
Nah, you don't, bro.
I really don't.
Moyes was after Van Gaal, innit? I know Van Gaal's reign was a bit. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. I don't know. Man United's not a managing a football club, bro.
What's gonna happen, man?
But you know what is? He did his job. I think you know in that period. He got Man United believing themselves again, bro.
Yeah, but how do you fix that issue, though?
What?
How do you fix that issue? Because they're having manager after manager after manager.
Bro, this is the modern game now, bro. It's the modern game.
I think after Ferguson...
He's the last of the long... Him and Wenger. Yeah.
It's there the was no one game. After that.
You know, like, for example, in America, yeah, like, you've got, like, football team... you know, American football teams. Mm. You've got... Because... There's, you know, like in, like Newcastle, they've got a director of football now, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know, what does the director of football do? I'm pretty sure he buys players. Yeah, he basically sorts out the players. And then there's the coach, which is like...
it's like Moneyball. Have you seen Moneyball?
Yeah.
He's like the director.
Yeah.
And then there's the coach.
Yeah, exactly.
That picks the players.
No, that goes to training.
Yeah.
He trains the players. Yeah. And so that's the continental style, isn't it? Like Barcelona, all those guys. So that's come over to the UK. And I don't know. Does United have a director of football? I'm pretty sure they do, bruv.
Probably.
I think they're trying to... You know Darren Fletcher, bruv?
Yeah.
I think he's being prepared, bro.
Maybe him.
Because everyone's
Carrick as well.
Oh, so I think Man United eventually, long term,
they want. Oh yeah, Darren Fletcher is staying on as the club's technical director.
But I've got a feeling like you know you got Ryan Giggs. I don't know what's Ryan Giggs doing. Is he still with Wales?
I don't know.
But anyway, so I think United they want a Man United guy in there, bruv.
Maybe.
You know how Ajax? You know Ajax, bruv.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it is now. But back in the day, they would only have Ajax people in there, bruv. Like. Van Basten, you had all these managers. Now they've got, I'm pretty sure he's an Ajax guy. So I think that's what they want. Huh? Who, Ajax?
No, Man United.
Yeah, bro. But I think they're better, think about it. Was it before, it was Mourinho, innit? But Mourinho won something, bro.
What, Community Shield or what do you
mean? No, he won the FA Cup, bro, or something, didn't he? No, Europa Cup. Yeah, he won. Bro, he's a winner, bro, that guy.
Is he Europa League?
Yeah, Europa League, bro.
He must have won Europa League, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't want Man United to be another Tottenham, bro.
I feel for him, though, bro.
Managers every 5 minutes, bro.
Ollie's a legend, bro. And he might have got this job a bit too soon.
Yeah.
Who knows? What are we talking about? Who knows,
Gerrard's doing good, though, bro. He's Aston Villa now, isn't it?
Good, bro. Yeah.
Well, he done good for Rangers.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's sad for this guy, man.
What would you say Scottish League is like championship, bro? Scottish League is like the championship.
Kind of deep, bro.
No, it is, bro.
I think they only got like 3 teams there, was like.
No, you got Rangers and Celtic. And then that's it, bro. And then you got like Aberdeen or whatever. I think...
to be honest, bro. I don't think I have... ever watched
Scottish game. I'm back in the day, you know, Rangers and Celtic.
Watching
that Old Firm game, bruv. And they had big players, bro. Van Bronckhorst. You know, like they had like even Gattuso played for them, bro. Rangers.
Oh, this is championship.
Premier League, women's. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Rangers Celtic, Heart of what?
Heart of Midlothian. I don't know, bruv.
Dundee United.
Yeah, they only got 12 teams, bruv.
Yeah. Bro, they're like, it's like, I mean, apart from Rangers would be a mid-table team and maybe like mid to low-table team in the Premier League. Who knows, bro?
Yeah.
anyway, man. Good pod, bruv. Imran? You got anything to add? No, I'm done, bro. What's the plan for this week, bro? Back to training?
He's going
to
hibernate.
Yeah, yeah.
How's your ribs, bruv?
Hands are much better.
Yeah, they're not. Is it still popped out?
No, it's, yeah, it sticks out a little bit, but it's all
right. What about you? When you back at training?
Bro, right now.
No. Why are you not training, bro?
But I just told you, right now, what? I've got that problem on my neck, bruv.
Bruv, everyone's got neck problems. So you don't just stop, innit?
Well, I can't bloody train if I got neck problem. You
What's
don't
the
know
problem?
How severe it is. Very severe, bruv.
Bruv, you look fine, bro.
For you.
Go, show me. Show me your
How can I mode. Show you? It's inside.
Do this.
I can't do
no,
that.
Come on, just do a little.
Bruv, I can't. Let's just say, if I'm taking a right onto a road, I have to move my body. Can't
just get rubbed down, innit, bro?
I tried, man. I went yesterday. I got rubbed down. Shout out Hijama Medic and that. But
no, it's what, called man? It's called Recover Clinic now, bro.
sorry,
come on, bro. He's rebranded, bro.
Oh, is it? Sorry, yeah. Man. Recover Clinic. He's
did he do Hijama?
Yeah. No, he didn't do Hijama. He did you know that suction thing,
massage. Dry copping.
Yeah, he massaged me. Took out as many knots as he could.
Has he got better a little bit?
Yeah,
but he did multiple
did,
sessions.
And then
though.
I went home. And then,
why did you paint, you waste man, bruv?
Yeah, I had to, man. Who's gonna paint for me, bruv?
You should have told me I'll send the boys to paint your house.
Nah, man, that's deep, but they're competition, bro.
And I paid them, innit? Don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening. And I enjoyed this podcast. Hopefully, we will see you on the next one. Watch out for our clips. We're gonna be releasing clips weekly. And if you've got to the end of the podcast, please like and subscribe, and I'll see you on the next one.